Hey, Sandy.
Hey, I just got a code that came through.
Okay, perfect.
I
Is this
don't
the
know if
latest
you
one
want to
that came
try
out?
it.
Yeah, we
Yeah,
might
just
as well
now.
just try it and see if it may not have expired.
Okay.
Okay, here
264-077.
we. Okay, now give me one quick moment. Let me put it through and see if this works. And is that from Apple or is that from Google Play?
No, this is from Apple.
Okay, good. So let us just go ahead and try and use this. Okay, Sandy, please bear with me. We're on it right now. Okay, so Sandy, the good news is the Apple account is logged in. I think the Google account is logged in as well. The only other issue that we're facing now is that on your Google Play account, it says we need permission to create new apps. And I think you'd have to assign us the right permissions within your developer account. If you're at a desktop right now, can you log in so I can walk you through this process?
I don't. This is not my thing, Rick, at all. So hang on a second.
I know, I know. Take your time.
Hang on. Barbara, can you please come for a second? And you log in, well, I don't know how to do any of this. So maybe he can explain to you what he needs. Rick?
I'm still here.
Okay, I went and grabbed Barbara because this is more her forte. So what do we need to do?
Okay, so we need to log into the Google developer account first.
Okay. How do I do that? Well, I gave you all the passwords. Where did you give those to me? See, this is the problem. I can't do this shit. What are you needing from a Google Developer account?
Okay, so when you're logged in, we need you to assign the right permissions to us, and I'll give you a step-by-step walkthrough on it. So if you're logged in, the next thing you need to do is give me 1 second.
Well, no, we're not logged in, so hang on.
Okay, now can you log in first so you're on the dashboard, and then I'll you know walk you through the exact location on what you need to tap on to get to it.
Hang on, she's got to go down to her desk for a second.
Okay.
I have so many emails back and forth with all this stuff, I don't even know where to look. That's too much. Hey, Rick?
Yeah, I'm still here. I'm sorry. I put
okay,
you on
I'm gonna
mute.
No, you're fine. I'm going to transfer you down to Barbara's office, so hang on a second, okay?
Thank you. I'll stay here.
This is Barbara.
Hey, Barbara. This is Rick.
Okay.
I think you just spoke to Sandy about this, right?
Yes. Hold on just a second here.
Okay. Your voice is sounding quite distant, by the way.
Oh, sorry. Can you hear me now?
I can hear you better. Thank you.
Okay.
I'm sorry about the trouble. We just want to log into
it's fine. I thought I had given those permissions, so I'm trying to figure out when I got here what's going on with this whole thing, because I thought I had given you the permissions for that one, so I must have hit something wrong. We have it under office at totemassoc.org, I think. That would make the most sense. Okay. Oh, no. Okay. So I'm in the Google the console, but I had this trouble last time. It's hard for me to figure out where to go to the developer console.
Okay, there was first of all, you type in developer .google.com is where you find your developer console.
Okay, let me try that. No, I did do it. I did it at some point. Okay.
Yeah, I think you did it just fine last time.
Okay, so I believe I'm in. And so tell me what I'm supposed to do.
Okay, now I sent you an instruction link. I'm just trying to pull that out for myself real quick. Just give me one moment.
because I went to the users and permissions and I invited you as a release manager. I did what you had put in there.
Yeah, we might have to just change the role because the release manager role is probably not sufficient, so we'd have to change it to admin. And so you go to users and permissions, if you can see that on the dashboard where you're logged in.
Give me a second to find it. So it's still not.
Okay, users and permissions.
No, I get what you're saying, but what it keeps doing is it keeps redirecting me to console.cloud.google.com, Cloud Resource Manager. It's not taking me to the console.developers.google.com. It keeps redirecting me. That's where my frustration is here, because it's not.
Okay, so, okay.
Let me try something else here. Let me look at, it's very strange, because I know what you're trying to get to.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, maybe I got it here. But every time I click on it, it's redirecting me. So let me check some other thing here. Settings, let me see. I may have found it now.
Okay.
That's for the frustration. It's not doing right. Just bring me to the dashboard, people. This is not the most user-friendly thing. that's not your fault either. It's just not the most user-friendly thing.
Well, let's just say the next time you guys try and do an application, it's going to be easy peasy. So first
yeah,
time is over.
You're absolutely right.
You guys might not just try it once again, but, you know, anytime you do it in the future, we'd love to.
Anytime I do it in the future, I'll be a whiz at how to do all this. Yeah. Okay. let's see here. So I'm in Google for Developers. I think that's where I'm supposed to be.
Right. And it should either be, you know, three vertical dots or somewhere.
I'm sorry, say that again?
You know, three vertical dots like a menu bar, like a menu icon or something that takes
yes.
you to menu options. And then on that, you'd find users and permissions.
Okay, I see what you're saying. Okay, hold on just a second. No, this is for Google, not for Amazon, so we don't need that. But yeah, that's Amazon. This is thank you. I'm not. This is something different. So, and it's.
So you got a code for Amazon too now, right?
She has a code for Amazon. Yes.
Yeah, can you give me the code for Amazon too?
What's the code for Amazon?
Well, I got out of it because he said you didn't need it.
I don't need it. He said he needs it.
Okay, well, buy free something.
Oh, you can't go back to it in your phone? Okay. Okay, so this is not working very well. Let me see something. Can you give me a moment here?
Was that
for
me?
Hold for just a moment. Yeah, can you give me just a moment here?
For sure.
Okay. I'm just looking for this, and for some reason it's not coming up at all. So hold on. Let me see where I can find it.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay, let me give you the AWS code. They're trying to do two-step verification on me for the Google stuff now.
Yes,
so
please.
So we have to get that. So the AWS code is 5311.
5311.
32.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right, thank you.
Yep,
so that's for the AWS? Okay.
That's for AWS, and we're working on the other one right now. So hold on again for me just a moment.
Sure, okay. Take your time. So we'll
mm-hmm.
Confirm the AWS in the meantime, all right?
Okay, I have got, I think, into where I'm supposed to go now.
Okay.
On one site, I have home, personal info, data and privacy, security, people and sharing, payments and subscriptions.
Hmm.
And I'm looking, you know, I'm looking for users and permissions.
Okay.
Is that under, is it going to be under?
It should be, you know, on the right side. You should see a menu, three vertical icons, or probably like a hamburger. And when you tap on that,
right.
You see the option right there that says users and permissions.
Okay, that is not there. So I'm not
okay.
In the right place.
So I
yeah, keep.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It keeps sending me to different places, and it's not, I was looking at, okay, I need the developer account. Okay. I don't know what's going on here. I'm sorry.
Okay, let's try this the other way. So, yeah, let's try this the other way. So if you type in play.google.com.
Play.google.com? Okay, let's try that. Okay.
So it's play.google.com, and it should say, you know, the link should open up to play.google.com/console.
Yes.
Right, and okay, just a second.
Google Play console.
So do you see any settings here, any kind of menu options saying users and permissions?
This is a completely different page than I was looking at. Let me look here. Okay. So it brought me to brought me to my Google, it's called Google for Developers up there at the top. Okay,
the same place that you were looking at before we got to the Play console, right?
Yes, so it has a dashboard. It has saved pages, my profile, my community, settings. Okay, maybe it's in here. I'm sorry, I feel dumb because I'm usually pretty good at finding this stuff. For some reason, it's not doing what it's supposed to be doing. It's not going to, it keeps trying to go to a different place.
Okay, do you recall if you're looking at the same thing that you were looking at the last time you assigned me that release manager role?
I can't remember, I'm sorry. Because mine is signed in so many times in different, what if I gave you, can I give you the password and the, and you can try it on your computer?
Sure, yeah. I mean that would be the best option. It's just that, I mean, it's connected to your Gmail, so we try and not take that. But if that's the last option, we can just take your,
I'm just wasting your time here because I really am trying. I feel like I really am trying to figure out what to do here, but I'm not finding the users and permissions at all.
Right, you're not wasting my time. It's okay. I mean, if you want to take your time, look at it yourself and send it over to me, that works. If you want to send me the Gmail credentials and I log in myself, I can do that as well. So whatever works for you.
Okay.
Yeah.
How about you give me a couple minutes and I'll call you back, and I don't feel like I'm wasting your time, and I will call you back if I can't get it, and we'll figure out the other way. How does that sound?
Yeah, sounds good. Or just, if you're not able to do it yourself, just leave me a text message with the password. I'll log in. I'll assign us the role that we need, and then you can just change the password from there.
Okay, sounds good. I will work on it right now.
All right, I'll wait for you then. Thank you.
Okay, sounds good. Bye.
All right, bye.